Well, first off, I'd like to thank Pastor for letting us go, and then my parents, and then Brother Gordon and Miss Gordon for taking us. The messages that spoke to me the most was the one what Brother Rippey preached about veto power and how we are supposed to let our parents and our pastor and our youth directors and the older folks of our church to direct us in the ways we should go and to correct us when we're doing what we shouldn't, correct us when we aren't doing the things you should, and then about to Brother Oshendick and how he preached about eternal things and how we're supposed to love eternal things, and I've been slipping in that and been paying more attention to payday more than eternal things, and how I need to be more invested in soul winning and in bus visiting, and how I need to give out the gospel more when we're going out to the store or wherever we might be going. And then about Brother, I don't remember who preached that message, but Ian, how he's going to be leaving, and me and Daniel are the oldest ones in the youth group, and so he's leaving, we're going to be the oldest guys, and we're going to need to be the leaders in the youth group, and we need to step up and lead the younger guys and some of the younger ladies and even some of the older ladies, and we need to be the right example for them. And just thank you, Pastor.
Hey, good job, Jack.
Well, first I'd like to thank Pastor, and then I'd like to thank my mom for letting me go, and I just like to thank the congregation. You guys put all the tithe in and everything, and just for the Lord's work. And the message that really spoke to me the most was the thing about veto power that Brother Bippy preached. And I've been giving myself way too much power in my life, and I need to be giving my mom more power. And Brother Chad, if you're going to tell me no, if I'm doing something wrong, if I'm not acting like a knucklehead, tell me no. And just,
Pastor, I'd like to give that to you too, Lord.
And I'd like to give my Lord that and just tell me no. And just the other thing that Brother Gomez talked about, standing pure, and like Brother Robertson talked about, I want to stay pure to my wedding day. I want to give myself to my wife and not act like a knucklehead again. And just thank you for that.
Good job, Gage.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. First, I'd like to thank Pastor for allowing us to go on this trip, and I want to thank my mom and my dad for allowing me to go, and Brother Chad and Miss Rachel for taking us and dealing with us and listening to us sing songs on the bus or play Mafia or whatever it is from the screaming and everything. And I want to thank God for everything, because without him, this wouldn't be possible. A lot of the messages, though they were all great, they tied together in most outstanding way, like they were one big message. But a couple of them spoke to me the most was Brother Angel. The first message that was preached, he said, it was, oh, be careful, little ears, how you need to listen and be aware of what other people are telling you, because that can affect your whole entire life. That can affect what you do. And if I don't listen to my pastor the year I graduate, then my life will be a wreck. And the second one was, Brother Gomez preached on purity, and so did Brother Robertson, how you're going to make your parents cry, but you could decide why. Yes. We've been given so much that there's really no excuse on why I can't walk down that aisle pure.
That's good, girl. That's good.
Why I can't have my pastor marry me and my spouse and have my dad give me away pure. And the third one was Brother Rippey. He preached on veto power. And, you know, you always give your authority some power, but you decide to keep that power that you want, because you trust them, but you also want to have a say in your life. And I chose to give that to the people that love me, my parents, my youth pastor's wife, and pastor. And then at the end of the service, we took a picture at the pulpit. And, you know, you look back at pictures from other youth groups and you can say, I see them, they're still at church. And you can see all the people, but then there's a bunch of people that aren't there.
Right.
Why does it have to be that way?
Yeah.
Why can't it be Blessed Hope's youth group that I can point to every one of you guys and you guys are still there? I want to be that person and say that, yeah, she's still there. She's still here. She's serving the Lord. And it may not be all the big things, but Brother Gordon was talking about in Teen Training Hour, it's the little things that count. Little things that make big things.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Good. Amen.
Thank you, Leah. You started it. I want to, first off, thank you, Pastor, for giving us the opportunity to go. As my parents and youth leaders, I want to thank my mom and dad for taking the time to go to that and to invest in us. And then I want to thank the congregation. I know with all my heart you guys prayed for us. And I just love how all the sermons combined so well. It was almost like it was one big one, but from different viewpoints. And Brother Angel started out, and that was tremendous, about what you let into your ears. That was another one decision I made, was to be careful what I let into my ears and what I let influence me. Another one was, I just forgot his name, Brother Robertson. He preached, you get to decide how you make your parents cry on your wedding day. And I loved how Leah said that. It was very well said. And, you know, I don't have an excuse to just do it wrong and just go chase some random guy in the world. And I want to find the Mr. Right and be able to walk down that aisle with my father, holy pure. And so the man that I get to come up here gets to have that completely. Not just a little bit that I secretly hid away or anything. And I don't have an excuse to do that. And then the other one was Brother Rippey, Veto Power. And he explained it with the presidents and like two different veto powers. There was the regular veto power and pocket veto power. And the regular one is just, you know, taking care of it, and pocket is just setting it aside and not worrying about it or not doing anything about it. And I know sometimes we just want to keep us in our own power and we don't want anyone telling us what to do or anything. And, you know, I've been really bad about that. And I gave that veto power to my mom and dad and as youth leaders. And then I gave it to Pastor Miss Ross, and I have the card. I just have to get it to you. And then my grandparents, because I want to do it right. It's not that no one says, oh, I just don't want to do it right. Everyone wants to do it right. But the devil knows how to get to each and every one of us. And I want the authorities in my life to tell me if they see something, hey, you better watch this or fix it. And I want to do it right so I can serve God. And then Brother Reed was also a very good sermon too. What does it cost? Because I know sometimes we'll, at least in my life, it's like we don't want to serve God because we're afraid something will happen. And we don't want to, you know, get hurt or embarrassed in front of the whole world. But it doesn't matter because Jesus suffered on the cross for us. And he deserves that. And so, with God's help, these decisions that I made, I want to last my lifetime.
Let's all stand.
Heavenly Father, thank you for these testimonies that we've heard, Lord. And the young people have shared a little bit about the messages that they've heard. Enough about the messages that they've heard that I think that I would not be surprised if those truths have touched hearts tonight. And Lord, powerful truths, powerful decisions. And sometimes, Lord, we hear teenagers making these decisions Lord. And yet we, as every single decision they mentioned, as adults, we should have those same decisions in place in our lives. So easy to look at a teenager and say, yeah, they need to give a spiritual authority veto power. And yet we will not give that to anyone in our lives. And so, Lord, I just pray, dear God, for these young people. What Aaliyah said, so true. Lord, we just want to ask something that I know would be remarkable. Shouldn't be, but it would be. These 24 kids that went, Lord, don't let the devil have one of them. Not one. I pray, dear God, that 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, they're not looking at an old youth photo that, like the ones we have in files and drawers and totes around here, and just rejoice. Yes, rejoice over the ones that are doing well. But Lord, then have that broken heart. And Lord, thank you for the decisions that these young people, Lord, are making in their lives and continue to make. Bless this time of invitation, we pray in Jesus' name. We're going to let the piano player play. If the Lord spoke to your heart tonight through the testimonies, and you feel like you need to come and double down on something, hey, is teenagers the only ones making decisions in our church? I mean, if you folks pay attention to most of the invitations, I'm glad our young people have a tender heart, but are we past making decisions? Listen to the Lord.